Last night, the federal government announced plans for a new safety net for banking giant Citigroup. The Treasury Department will inject $20 billion of new capital into Citigroup. This in addition to the $25 billion they've already received. Speaking to reporters this morning, President Bush said the move is a key step towards financial recovery.
We have made these kind of decisions in the past. We made one last night. And if need be, we're going to make these kind of decisions to safeguard our financial system in the future.
We're joined now by David Enrich. He covers Citigroup for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back to the program, David. And could you explain for us the basic details of this agreement?
Well, there are two aspects. One, as you mentioned, Citigroup is getting another injection of about $20 billion in capital from the federal government. The more important aspect of it, though, is that the government is essentially stepping in as an insurer for Citigroup and is going to assume the risk of about $300 billion in risky loans and securities that Citigroup has on its books. It poses a real uncertainty for the company's financial health.
It's a huge amount that the government's agreed to potentially take on. What did Citigroup have to agree to in order to secure this deal?
Well, Citigroup had to agree to a number of things, and they're giving the government an additional equity stake in the company. They've basically eliminated their dividend for the next few years, and there are also some provisions in there that restrict what their top executives can make from a compensation standpoint, and it's a pretty good deal for Citigroup. There's a little bit of a surprise in the market about how the government didn't demand more onerous terms.
And this agreement comes on top of the hundreds of billions of dollars that they've already promised to bail out other companies. Where is the government going to get all of this money?
Honestly, the government hasn't been very clear on exactly where all this money is coming from. I think the presumption is that at least some of that money, at least the $20 billion that's being injected straight into the company, is coming from that broader $700 billion bailout, which is known as TARP. It's not entirely clear yet where the financing for the rest of this is going to come from, or even how this is going to actually be structured. And I think there have been quite a few bailouts of financial institutions this year. All of them have come in a fairly frenzied manner over a weekend. They're being put together pretty much at the last minute. And I think there is, from people I'm talking to, kind of a growing sense of disbelief that this stuff is getting dealt with in such a rapid, reactive manner, as opposed to kind of a forward-looking approach that really tries to address problems before they pose a threat to the stability of the financial system.
And so far, how have the markets been reacting to the news of this deal?
The markets are reacting pretty well, and the Dow is up about 300 points. Citigroup stock is up 60 or 70%. It's still well underneath $10, and it's really remarkable just given the fact that in 2007, the stock was up above $50. So it's still, Citigroup is trading for a fraction of the value where it was more than a year ago. And investors clearly still are very uncertain about the fortunes of Citigroup and of the broader banking sector.
David Enrich has been covering the perils of banking giant Citigroup for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you, David.
My pleasure.